Macmillan Audio presents The Death of Cancer by Vincent T. DeVita, Jr., M.D., and Elizabeth DeVita Rayburn, read for you by Stephen McLaughlin. To my daughter, Elizabeth, my son, Ted, and their mother, Mary Kay, my inspiration, and to my patients everywhere, heroes, all of them. Introduction. When I was a child in the 1940s, long before I had any notion of becoming an oncologist, Aunt Violet, my godmother and a frequent visitor in my household, stopped coming over. My parents ceased talking about her, too. It was as if she had disappeared. Several months into this state of affairs, my father drove me from our home in Yonkers to her apartment in New York City. He told me that she was sick and that she wanted to see me. We went in, and I sat on the living room floor playing with the toy car Aunt Violet had given me. The Ink Spots crooned "If I Didn't Care" from the record player. Aunt Violet was a bubbly woman, by far my favorite relative. We had a special bond. It was just like her to put on the music I loved when she knew I was coming. I looked up when I heard the bedroom door open. The Aunt Violet I knew was vivacious, with dark brown eyes, curly brown hair, and a voluptuous figure. The woman who stood watching me was quiet, gaunt, and sad. Her skin looked yellow next to her white chenille bathrobe. I was only 6, but I knew something was terribly wrong. I knew also that I should talk to her, but I didn't know what to say. I ducked my head and began running.